It is time for a Food for Thought program here on KKCQ, another MCCL update, and Allison Opdahl joining us this morning in the studio. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
We have a few things to discuss this morning.
Yes. We have an interest as a chapter in just providing some information about the value of preborn children weekly as we head into our election cycle. And so I just want to start with a paragraph here that Dick Rue very kindly wrote for us. We are Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, Chapter 45, and we invite you to listen as we endeavor to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, the preborn children of America. We do not intend to deceive or mislead you. We intend only to speak up for the life of our precious preborn children and to be the voices of those who have no voice.
You know, I'm very impressed, Allison, with the lineup of people that have been coming on Food for Thought representing MCCL. There have been so many people, and they do a very nice job.
Thank you. I am very impressed as well. Just a real passion and a genuine caringness for not just the children that we're trying to be voices for, but for the families who find themselves in situations where they have some decisions to make.
Okay, and you were telling me about a special video that's out, right?
Yes. Well, I want to preface that by just stating that there is a young woman out there now. Her name is Lila Rose. She started in the pro-life movement when she was in high school and was very instrumental in getting information out to people within her age group. And now that she's an adult and a mother herself, she's the president of something called Live Action. And she was able to send out some information that I looked at this fall, and so I wanted to share from that. She says here that the Dobbs versus Jackson ruling overturning Roe versus Wade is a tremendous step forward in protecting the life and dignity of millions of preborn children. And I like that she uses the word preborn children and not fetus. But unfortunately, abortion is still legal and even subsidized in many states, and Minnesota is one of those. Our taxpayer dollars are used to fund abortions.
Yep, it's we just had Earl Rode here on not too long ago as far as getting the assistance from the people and getting information out. That's the key word, information. It just seems to
right.
be the key word that people need the information.
Right, exactly. And I think sometimes in an effort to seek information, we need to be mindful where we're looking for that information.
Right.
So I don't know if people are aware, but there is a sex education group out there that has some strong ties to Planned Parenthood, and they have released a cartoon video, and they are promoting abortion to children as young as 10 years old, which I just, as a mom, that is a conversation that I want to have with my own child in my family. I don't want that to be somewhere in a public forum where a parent can't be part of that conversation. So just on that level alone, that is concerning to me. And then also, just as a mama who values life, you know, it's concerning to me that children are being showed a video cartoon about something that's like a real live, breathing, heart-beating person. And so I was going to actually use my daughter here as a little bit of an example. She's in the studio with me this morning. I think one of the arguments that I have heard about women having the choice to choose to abort is that this tissue that is in their body is just tissue. It's not an organized cell. And so they make this argument based on the fact that they're not really killing a child. And that's where I disagree. Our God is a creator God. He's continually inventive. He's never made any person the same way twice. The idea that anything before a baby actually comes out of the womb is not a human being just seems odd to me, especially when I look at the accounts we're now reading of people in the abortion industry who are purposefully and intentionally harvesting organs from children to be used for what? If it's a lump of cells, then what use is it? But they're specifically targeting livers and kidneys and things like that. To me, it's so hard. So here's the thing that I wanted to do with my daughter. Here's a picture. I'm going to show my daughter a picture of the video that they are showing to the children in these videos. And Dinah, can you come over here? What do you see right here? Can you tell me what you see?
A little pink dot.
She says she sees a little pink dot. Can you come over here by the microphone? Okay. This is a picture of the video at the 3-month-old stage development of what they're calling a fetus. And now, Dinah, what do you see right here in this picture?
A tiny baby.
A tiny baby. This is what an actual three-month-old preborn baby looks like. My daughter is 9. She can tell the difference between a dot on a cartoon screen and the picture of a person. Mm-hmm. That's what I want us to be thinking about. And Lila Rose from Live Action has a video series out there. I cannot remember how far they have that video series along at this point, but we have it copied and available on our Speak Life website, and you can watch baby Olivia at different stages of development, and you can see when her heart starts to beat, when her eyes start to show up, when her limbs start to spread out from her body, when she starts to move around, things like that. And right now they're having a fundraising effort through Live Action to fund this video of baby Olivia all the way to the birth.
I think you do a great job with those MCCL spots that we air on the radio as far as, you know, how a baby progresses. I mean, within a matter of days, big changes.
Huge changes. And sometimes even week to week. Yeah. I think one of the weeks they're 10,000 times bigger than they were. You know, I mean, it's right. Just the potential of the body to develop the plan that the creator has put into our DNA to let us see what a human being can be. All of that potential, just amazing. The organization that it takes, you know, I can't do that. We can't do that. Only he can do that. And it's a beautiful, intentional human being that we're talking about when we're talking about a preborn baby.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have some other events coming up in the not too distant future?
We do. You know, we are looking at a local pregnancy center banquet in Bemidji on Tuesday, October 11th. That's through the Northwoods Pregnancy Center. And I believe Kelly and Earl were on last week talking about some of that. I do believe that you need to contact them and check to see if there's availability. I know the one in Grand Forks filled up. And you had to have, they got put on a waiting list. They couldn't attend if they weren't already signed up or willing to stay on that waiting list. And then we will also be looking at a regular fall meeting in October. That is Thursday the 20th. And what we are doing instead of our regular meeting in the church basement is having what we call a fall rally at the community center in McIntosh. It starts at 7. And that is when representatives from MCCL state office come and give us updates about legislative shifts or challenges within our state, and then give us as much information as they can about people who are running for office.
Yeah, and that's about 19 days away from the election. So
I know. Yes, it's a good chance to ask questions maybe of somebody real instead of trying to dig it down and find the research yourself. Although they do have resources available that you can request and they will mail out.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think that's good today, Tom. I sure appreciate the opportunity to get our message out. And if anybody has any questions about the resources that we have, you can go to speaklife139.com.
Okay, sounds good, Allison. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Allison Opdahl joining us with an MCCL update here on our Food for Thought program on KKCQ.